Hey guys, this is Alex Pardo, and you're listening to the Flip Empire Show, episode 191.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, what's going on? So I got an episode for you here where I wanted to piggyback off something I mentioned and kind of teased you guys with in episode 189. So in episode 189, my intention was to talk about a blog post I read from Michael Hyatt. Okay, it was on Michael Hyatt's website, and there'll be a link in the show notes so that I could so that you guys can link to it and read it yourself. But I kind of went in a different direction in that episode, and I kind of got inspired to talk and answer Toby's question on tithing. Toby's somebody who's been listening to the show for a while, and so the show kind of, that particular episode ended up going about 12 minutes or so, and I just wanted to keep it at that. And so this particular episode, guys, is I want to talk about what top talent really wants in a job or in a position. And, you know, I think I've mentioned in previous episodes how I've really been focused so much more lately on personal development and on leadership. And so when I read this blog post, it kind of hit me right between the eyes, because one of the things I challenged myself with at the beginning of this year, a goal really was, how can I not only help other people, which is the purpose of this podcast, but how can I really pour into my team members, right? So the people that operate inside of my business, my acquisition manager, disposition manager, transaction coordinator, you know, everybody that that relies on my company and on me to essentially take care of their family and to feel fulfilled. It's how can I pour into them? How can I uplift them, help them become the best version of themselves, and what can I do to help them accomplish their goals? And so that was something I really set out to accomplish when I was doing my goals for 2018 back in December. And a couple weeks ago, I read this blog post on Michael Hyatt's website, and again, it really resonated with me. And as I go to more and more masterminds and surround myself with high level people, you know, you can't scale and build a business without a team. It's very, very difficult. If not, I don't want to use the word impossible, but I just haven't seen it too often. Like, I don't know very many one man or one woman shows that have built big, big businesses. Like, you might be able to create a lifestyle business, but if you really want to grow and scale a business, you're going to need team members. Okay, I don't use the word employee. I don't look at people on my team as employees. I look at them as team members. You know, we're working right alongside each other to accomplish the goals, objectives, live through our core values, and fulfill our purpose. And so when I read this article, I said, you know what? I'm going to create a blog post. I'm going to create a podcast episode on this blog post and then just link to it so that you guys can read it yourself. But if you don't read it, I just want to kind of like summarize the main point. So it's all about, what does the top talent really want? Have you built a culture inside of your business, inside of your company, inside of your organization that's going to attract top talent, right? And that's really what I think is going to separate your business succeeding long term versus the people that just kind of sputter and they just have a hard time really growing and sustaining a business that supports their desired lifestyle. And so it starts off with like, what does top talent really want? And I think the misconception is that a lot of entrepreneurs think that you can just throw money at top talent, right? So like, you know, if I pay really well, then that's going to attract top talent. And the truth is that can attract top talent, you know, quote unquote, just paying more. But ultimately, that's not what's going to it's not the best retention tool, essentially, is what the author, this guy, Mark Miller, is saying, is that, you know, to quote him exactly, he goes, you know, cash will attract top talent, but its effectiveness as a retention tool is shaky at best. And so, yeah, while throwing more money at attracting top talent could get them in the door, is it going to keep them there long term? And one of the things that you really, really want to avoid as an entrepreneur is, to the degree that you can, turnover. Right now, nobody lasts in a position or in a company forever. It just doesn't exist. And so that's something that you have to just wrap your arms around and just understand that, you know, nothing lasts forever as far as just when you hire people, you know, people are going to leave, people are going to grow, you know, things are going to happen. And so be okay with that, but you don't want to make bad hires because then it really sets you back. Okay. So the first thing is top talent, they want a better boss, right? And so that sounds kind of obvious at the forefront, but what you really mean by a better boss is somebody that actually cares about you, right? So if you're top talent and you're looking to find employment, or you want to go work somewhere, you want a boss that not only is going to pay you obviously and compensate you well for your talents and for what you're going to do, but you want somebody that's going to take the time to get to know you personally, to understand your dreams and your aspirations, somebody that's going to, like I said earlier, help you become the best version of yourself that you can be. And prior to reading this blog post, that's something that I really set out to do back in December, coming into 2018 and then moving forward. So that's the first thing you need to understand, is that if you're listening to the show, your chances are you're an entrepreneur, or you're aspiring to be one. And so understand that when you bring people on your team, these people want a better boss, and somebody, you need to be somebody that actually cares about these people. You take the time to understand who they are, not just inside of your workplace, but outside of it. Get to know them personally, understand their goals and what they want, etc. And so the second thing is top talent, they want a brighter future. You know, so they want to be able to grow within that role. Like, what are they going to learn? These people want to be challenged. Okay, top talent is top talent for a reason. These are people that seek out challenges, and they don't want to stay confined inside of a quote unquote box or comfort zone. So they want to know, what are they going to learn? How are they going to grow? How is this particular role within your company going to help them and position them for something better and bigger in the future? Okay, so that's the second thing, is they want a brighter future. Third thing is, it says here, bigger vision, okay? And so these are people that are not just going to join your company because of the compensation, but they want to understand what the company does and what the purpose of the company, why the company exists. And they want to know that this company is there for not just generating revenue, but that it's bigger than any one person. It's bigger than the boss. It's bigger than that person. And they want a company they can connect to, as far as like their mission, their values. That has to be in alignment with the organization, with the company. And so what I want to do is I want to challenge you and really like take the time to figure out why your company exists. And again, it's got to be more than just money and revenue. It's got to be, what's your purpose? Why do you do what you do? What I keep saying this, but what are your core values? Like, that's how you're going to bring on not only top talent, but the right top talent. Okay. And that's something that, that I'm adding to this portion, because that's not in the blog post, but that's something I really believe. It's not just about the top talent, but it's got to be the top talent that's aligned with your purpose and with your core values. And then here's the last part. And I think, you know, this post does a really good job of just highlighting how most, business owners, entrepreneurs, and bosses missed the boat in this section. It's before you hire people, you got to tell them your company's story. How did you get to where you are? Why, like, not only why do you exist, but how did you even start this business? Like, tell them the company's story during, you know, the interviewing process, right? Not after the fact. And so anyways, I just wanted to kind of summarize this particular post. I highly encourage you to read it yourself. There'll be a link to inside the show notes. And then there's a book that's recommended by this author. Well, obviously it's, you know, the author of the blog post is the author of the book, but the guy wrote a book called Talent Magnet: How to Attract and Keep the Best People. I haven't personally read it, so I can't speak to how good it is. But anyway, I'm going to be picking it up on Amazon, and we'll also have a link to that in the show notes page in case you guys want to check out the book. So anyways, let me know your thoughts again, guys. I would really, really appreciate it if you can go out to iTunes, leave a 5-star rating and review, or leave any type of review. Just let me know what you think of the show. It really helps with the ranking inside of iTunes and gives me the opportunity to connect with more people and hopefully have an impact in their lives. So guys, I'll let you go, but I'll catch you on the next show.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.